This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
It is our last show in 2013, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Bob Tuscan Show year-long finale, and I want to thank everybody who's joined us this past year with another exciting, hard-hitting look at the stories the lamestream media aren't talking about, that's for sure. And even the alternative media at times fails to comment on some of the issues that have been on our radar, and I'm really glad that Steve Starrs, my co-host for Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, has been there along the way throughout 2013. Steve, how you doing tonight, man?
Well, good, buddy. It has been a year, and 2014 is just within hours away now in some places. Of course, it's closer to you by 2 hours than me. I'm out in Colorado. But with the new year comes a new law in the state of Colorado. Yes, that's right. Recreational marijuana will be for sale after the new year. So if you're going to come out here and go skiing next week and visit the Rocky Mountain High State, just remember, don't take any back on the plane with you. What goes on in Colorado has to stay in Colorado.
Okay? Yes, it does. Steve, are you going to start toking again?
I kind of doubt it. I really do. You know, even though I could probably walk down to the local dispensary and get myself a bud for $10.
See, that's the thing. Yeah, you know, I don't drink alcohol. And I don't drink it, or not drink it, for that matter, because it's legal or illegal. And the same will be for cannabis. And it just goes to show you that the war on drugs is, well, a big fraud, a big waste of spending, a big waste of time and lives and energy and so on and so forth. And, you know, if they're going to do something, they're going to do it regardless. In fact, when it's illegal, there's more of a appeal in some regards for some people. Now, that being said, crack's illegal and heroin's illegal and certain hardcore drugs. And no matter how illegal it is, I still don't get how people could have any appeal to those, or how those drugs rather could have any appeal to people. So that's for sure. We almost got through this month without a terrorist attack until the recent bombings in Russia. And we want to talk about this for a little bit because this is, of course, getting ready for the Olympics there. And as you know, Barry Sotero said he was going to boycott the Olympics last I checked, or maybe he's not anymore. I don't know what's going on with that. But there's something a little fishy here with all this. I can't put my finger on it yet. And Steve, I wondered if you were able to decipher whether or not there's more to this story than what we're being told.
Well, there is a lot to it, especially when you consider that there's the Saudi Arabian interests backing the Chechen rebels or guerrillas or whatever you call them. And so that's a big part of this. Now, the question is whether these attacks that are taking place, one in Volgograd, the bombings that follow the Saudi threat to attack Russia, Prince Bandar warned Putin, the Chechen groups are controlled by us. Now, I don't know whether that's for real or whether somebody's setting something up, but I really strongly doubt that the Saudi Arabians want to try to entangle Russia in any kind of a confrontational situation right now. I don't think it's a wise idea. The Russians are pretty well situated over there and have been for a long time. They've been building up their military might. They've been watching the situation. They have a very strong economy. They have a lot of their own oil to produce. They're involved very deeply with the BRIC nations and other suppliers. Saudi Arabia is not one of their big, it's not one of their big friends to be in that region at all due to the fact that there's competition over the oil. So I wonder whether these might not actually be false flag events. It's possible, I suppose, but the explosions that took place at the Volgograd trolley blast today, there's been two of them, and then there was other one that took off, blew up yesterday. This kind of stuff is a little shaky over there right now, especially with these events going on, because this could unleash some very angry activity. We remember the 8/8 bombing that they had when there was the attack in in Georgia back in the Olympics in 2008. And I think this is very similar to that. You know, Putin didn't respond to anything at that time, but he did beef up his naval resources down there along the seacoast in support of Georgia. So, you know, Soviet Georgia, that is, and not Georgia, USA. Georgia, not that Georgia. But anyhow, the point is simply this, that this is not a good time for these kinds of things to get out of hand. And we may be seeing, well, maybe what we should do is take predictions for the new year, Bob. I don't know. I have a few. Do you have a few predictions, or not predictions necessarily, but things you think could happen in this next year?
Well, you know, I don't like predictions per se.
Right,
but
yeah.
I do think it's good to prognosticate. Is the word I want to use?
Well, I don't know if prognosticate or speculate. Let's put this way.
Make a hypothesis.
Right.
You know, what's the definition of a hypothesis going back to school?
Right.
It's an educated guess.
Yeah.
And we've made these educated guess, not just arbitrarily looking at our looking glass or whatever, but through our history and through our experiences. And that's something we can do for a bit this show, since it's our last show in 2013, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to call up with your hypothesis for next year, we'll call it the Bob Tuscan Hypothesis Show. Feel free to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Yeah, we do want to remember our friends down there in the global warming crews who are locked in the ice in the Antarctic ocean down there. And, you know, I've been watching these news reports, and no one is mentioning that this was a group of yahoos that got on a ship to go down there and make pictures and films and documentaries and stories about how the ice was shrinking in Antarctica, and now they're finding themselves locked in by about 6 miles of solid ice that the icebreakers can't get through at 7 feet deep, a lot earlier than they thought it would be, of course. They wouldn't think, you know, this time of year with the summer solstice, it's now, you know, summer in Antarctica, and they were expecting, of course, to show that all the ice was melting, and instead they're locked in 7 miles deep in ice that's 7 feet deep, and none of these tankers can get to them. On the news tonight, Chinese helicopters are coming in to rescue the yahoos from their escapade in exposing global warming. You know, so that's incredible. Figures, huh? Karma, right? Would you like to be on that boat, Bob? Would you like to be out there with all the global warming scientists still trapped in record-level Antarctic ice? I don't know. They were saying that the sea ice is disappearing, and now they're endangered by it all around them. Yeah, so that's kind of what's going on. That's an interesting story, and we'll see. They'll get out of there, of course, and you know, go back to where they were from and continue to their rants and silly escapade with global warming issues. That's the kind of thing that's happening at the moment. So, yeah, we've got some calls coming in. It looks like we're going to get a few prognosticators, a few people who are going to tell us what they think of 2014. I could lead into that, Bob. Let me just say this. Remember in the year 1913, 100 years ago, on Christmas Eve, they passed the Federal Reserve Act. The next year, World War One began, okay, in 1914. There was also the beginning of the IRS. The International Banking Cartel had a carte blanche ticket, really, to go ahead and start raping all the economies of the world. The World War One was the war that a lot of people said they never really understood why it started or how it stopped. But, of course, the Treaty of Versailles and everything like that, and the assassinations, you know, with Ferdinand and in the beginning. But the point is simply this, that, you know, this could be a pivotal year. It was also the year the Bolsheviks got started too pretty heavily and were progressing in Russia to overthrow the Tsar. So hang in there.
The Bob Justin Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Ooh. Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. This is Steve Starrs, and we are talking about the end of 2013. It's been a very, very tough year. A lot of big stories. Great. Okay, let me look at a few of them here. All right, we had, of course, you know, the Edward Snowden NSA leaks and whistleblowing on that. The Syrian war that almost happened. The Benghazi event, which is still very, very hot, friends. As a matter of fact, I can get into some of that a little bit later in the show, talking about how the military is still very upset about this. And this is something that could spark things, friends, as from what I'm hearing anyway. And then, of course, healthcare.gov and the website going to pieces and that whole mess, that whole disaster created by Obamacare. And then finally, in Washington and the state of Colorado, recreational marijuana has been legalized in the Mile High State. And remember, what grows in Colorado stays in Colorado. You might get in trouble if you take it across the borders, friends. And we don't want that, okay? So come visit us in the Mile High State. And, and you can huff flowers or you can boil oil. I guess that's the big deal now. And some guys figure huffing flowers is, you know, it's like, it's old fashioned, dude. You know, I mean, you need to be boiling oil, you know, not huffing. Anyhow, I don't do that anymore. So I'll have to let other people who have more expertise about the ramifications of that. I tell you, I would much rather stay with the other stories. You know, it's like Bob was saying in the first part of the show. He's drinking alcohol and smoking weed. I mean, it's kind of like an adolescent thing. Nowadays, we moved on to coffee and the Bob Tuscan Show. Yeah, that's it. Okay, I know we've got a caller and I'm talking and Kent's been waiting patiently and you know he has the patience of Job to wait on me. But let's see if we can bring him up and see what Kent has to say out in West Virginia. Kent, are you there, my friend?
I am, Steve. How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
You know, it's interesting. Now, I don't know when the Olympics start. I guess they're, you know, only maybe a matter of weeks away, but these bombings are going off, and all the media are saturated with these bombs went off in Russia. Is this going to affect the Olympics and, you know, and putting fear into the minds of people? Now, I don't know how good your memory of it is, but... Remember the Atlanta Olympics back in 1996? The Atlantic Olympics began on July 19th, 1996. And I was kind of watching this build up to it because, as in every Olympics, there's always a talk about security and everything. And, you know, every year it's getting tighter and there's more talk about it and everything. But TWA 800 blew up on July 17th, 1996.
Wow.
2 days before the Olympics. And I at the time thought, well, my God, that's a terrorist attack, and, you know, and they slipped up. And there was never, I don't remember any hint, even a hint in the media that was a terrorist attack. They just clamped down on that like, oh, well, we don't know what happened. And yet all these people say they saw missiles. And, oh, well, they're crazy. And then they said, well, it's the fuel tank that blew up. You know, I mean, they've been flying airplanes for donkey's years, and fuel tanks don't blow up, you know.
Right.
So that's the amazing thing about the media. Now, they're just going to beat Russia to death over this, you know, and humiliate Russia. But this airplane blew up 2 days before the Olympics, and terror was, I don't ever remember one word of terrorism. And then I'm thinking now maybe it was just maybe just that one little bomb went off in the trash can and down there, you know, and one person got killed. And, you know, that caused a big, I don't know whether that might have been done just to distract attention. I don't know, but that's amazing. You know, maybe I'm the only person that gave thought to that airplane blowing up. That might be terrorism. You know, if a plane blows up nowadays, you know, it's Al-Qaeda and everything, but that blew up there and there was no mention of terrorism whatsoever.
Right, and that's Flight 800 you're talking about, right, Kent?
Right.
Yeah, TWA 800. And, of course, you know, I won't even start to open that can of worms because I've been looking at it, but it's pretty conclusive now that missiles from the ground hit the plane. And it looked like two explosions possibly. And I think everything that's been pieced together from everybody, from all the witnesses, even from the forensics and everything like that, have proven that that was a missile strike. Now, how that missile strike was launched and why, we don't know. Whether the Navy was, we've heard it was a mistake that the Navy was doing target practice of some sort. But it could have been a terrorist attack, or it could have been somebody on that plane they wanted to get rid of, because they will do that. We know that. And I'm not sure exactly, maybe some of the other callers might have an idea because they remember or they've studied TWA Flight 800 in detail. But you're right. I guess if it was a terrorist attack, there was no message broadcast or anybody linked directly to it, as far as I recall. And that would seem rather strange, but...
Well, it's covered up.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Could be.
If a call comes in and nobody reports it, you know, it's just like a tree falls in the woods and then nobody hears it, then you never, you know what I mean?
Right. They could have blanketed out everything that pertained to any kind of a terrorist group that claimed responsibility. That could happen. It's possible. But we do know that whatever the case was, it wasn't a electrical short in the fuel bladder in one of the wings that caused the problems. I think that's pretty conclusive. It's a little bit like 9/11 now. You look back, and the forensics don't match the story, and there are far too many witnesses of people who saw things from different angles and different places who reported them separately and pinpointed the missile trajectories from where they came from, I think, with very, very valid credibility as to the facts and forensics of that incident. And so I think you're right. Yes, it was not what we were told. Whether it was a terrorist attack or not, I don't know. I don't know if there were any other groups that might have claimed responsibility, or if it might have just been a mistake by the Navy. Of course, we've always heard that things don't happen by mistake. It would be hard to believe that that kind of thing could have happened by mistake. But, yeah, and then, of course, we talked a little bit earlier, you know, Kent, you probably remember what happened in the 8-8 Olympics with the attack in Georgia and how that was all orchestrated around. I remember Putin and Bush staring each other down during all that. Remember seeing those pictures? Putin knew something was wrong, and Bush was like, had that kind of a sinister, you know, provocative grin on his face. You know, and Putin was...
I never saw the picture, but I can imagine, because that little war started on the date the Olympics opened, and Putin had to fly back from the Olympics to handle the situation. Yeah, that was planned to occur on that. I don't recall the picture that you're talking about, but I can imagine it. Yeah, that was definitely planned to embarrass Putin and, you know, spoil his little Olympic experience.
What do you think about these attacks here, the ones that we've been talking about today? There were two of them, actually, and some Volgograd, the train station, and another one today, of course. I mean, do you think that these were something that were instigated or in maybe a false flag type operations that somebody put together in Russia in order to give them a reason to attack Saudi Arabia, or do you think this was another form of intimidation coming from, again, the same kind of a people trying to goad Russia all the time, which really bothers me because I don't think we ought to be goading Russia right now.
I think it's the latter. I think it's interesting that story about Saudi Arabia was leaked, you know, about a month ago, and here it seems to be coming true, you know. And I can't imagine that the Russians would false flag... I can imagine that they might do it, but not to ruin their image on the world stage, you know, as far as security for the Olympics. But they'd have a hard time pinning Saudi Arabia on attacking them afterwards anyway, I think. But, you know, if they do, then...
Got to run, man. Be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com.
Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Bob Tuscan Show, and we're finishing up 2013. Steve Starr is sitting in here for Bob right now. I think he's attending to some more baby business and stuff, and you know, he's listening in, and I know you are too as well. But we were talking about analysis of a lot of events. You know, we were talking about some of these past terror events and how they've coordinated these happenings with the beginnings of the Olympics. Flight 800 was a classic example that Kent brought up. We're going to move on to another call and see if David in San Francisco is there. Maybe he's weighing in on the same subject or something different. Let's see. David, are you there, bud? Let's hear what you have to say.
Sure, appreciate it. Hi to Steve. And I didn't catch who your guest was.
Oh, we don't have a guest right now. I'm just Steve Starrs. I guess I am sort of the shotgun guy. Yeah.
Oh, the guy you were talking to.
That was Kent from West Virginia. He was a caller.
He was just a caller. Okay. I was going to say I was wondering if he was aware of a guy named Prince Bandar. Bandar is the head of the CIA of Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And but he was the U.S. ambassador from Saudi Arabia to the U.S. For 22 years, and he was so close to the Bush family that they would call him Bandar Bush. And many 9/11 researchers are aware of him for any number of different reasons. The American public is probably vaguely familiar with the fact that the Bin Laden family were allowed to escape just a couple of days after 9/11 happened.
Yes.
And all the millionaires in the world who were trying to fly around couldn't use American airspace, but the Bin Laden family were allowed to escape. Well, that was because of Bandar. And Bandar, if you look him up online, back in August when the Saudi gassing happened, or excuse me, the Syrian gassing happened, they were trying to blame it on Assad of Syria, but
right.
A newspaper article in the Middle East all of a sudden exposed the fact that Bandar was the one that provided the gas to one of the little rebel groups, and he didn't train them in it, and they screwed up, and they blew up in their own bunker and killed almost everybody in their group. And the survivors were so mad about it that they spilled the beans on Bandar. And, we were that close to going to war, with the wrong person again or the wrong country again. And since that time, Bandar has now really overplayed his hand. He's basically trying to do 6 or 7 coups at the same time. There's Bahrain, there's Egypt, there's in a sense, he's actually going against America as well. Of course, he's going against Syria, and I'll think of it. Of course, he's trying to destroy Iran as well. And what's interesting about Bandar, he's basically one of the people that's probably done the most amount of false flags in American history, because he goes all the way back to Jimmy Carter's time when, you remember, the hostages were taken in Iran. Well, Bandar was being used by Jimmy Carter to negotiate for the release of those hostages, and Bandar, being as close as he was to the Bush family, it's quite likely he sabotaged it just to make Jimmy Carter look bad. And, of course, General Secord, who was tied with Oliver North in the Reagan administration, when Jimmy Carter tried to rescue those hostages, those helicopters crashed in the desert on the way out there, and General Secord, the buddy of Oliver North, was the one that was responsible for the maintenance of those helicopters. And there's a number of books that are written about that whole incident. But Bandar is very interesting because he was involved in the crack cocaine, the smuggling of all the cocaine into America with Oliver North. He was involved in the savings and loans collapse. He was involved in BCCI, that bank of crooks and criminals that looted America.
Yeah.
this guy goes way back, and he's now... when the bombing happened in Russia this morning, it's probably Bandar that did it. And the specifics of it was right after the gassing in Syria of late August, Bandar had some negotiations with Putin, and there was a person that did transcribing of the negotiations, and that was supposed to be secret between Putin and Bandar, but they got released by Anonymous, and it turns out that Bandar actually threatened Putin with bombing pending the Olympics, and it so infuriated Putin that he just cut off all ties with Bandar for a certain amount of time. until and specifically what happened was Bandar was basically saying that Al-Qaeda was his personal tool, Bandar was the leader of Al-Qaeda. So if Bandar was extremely close with Bush, you know, at the time of 9/11, I mean, anybody that is involved in 9/11 research knows that there had to have been an inside job with 9/11. Well, look at Bandar for a lot of clues. He's a very interesting character, and the Middle Eastern press is very hot against him right at this point. Most of the Middle Eastern press are very competitive. They don't they throw, you know, snipes at each other and barbs, and they don't like each other's politics. But to a news press in the Middle East, they are all against Bandar.
Right. I have a quote here, David. Let me read this. And as we reported at the time, this is a story that's up on InfoWars. Paul Joseph Watson today, December 30th, 2013, says, Volgograd bombings follow Saudi threat to attack Russia. Prince Bandar warned Putin the Chechen groups are controlled by us. And here's the quote. This was an intercept, apparently. According to the transcript of the comments made during the meetings by Middle Eastern news agency Al Monitor, Bandar made a series of promises and threats to Putin in return for Moscow withdrawing its support for Assad in Syria. Here's the quote. I can give you a guarantee to protect the Winter Olympics next year, Bandar allegedly stated, adding, the Chechen groups that threaten the security of the games are controlled by us.
Right.
Bandar made it clear that his position was supported by the U.S. government. This guarantee to stop the Chechens from attacking the Olympics was obviously a veiled threat that if Russia did not abandon Assad, terrorist attacks would be given the green light. So that seems to be at least some report there that came in from Al Monitor, a news agency, a Middle Eastern news agency, Al Monitor, where Bandar is on record with some sort of a transcript here that apparently was either leaked or intercepted somehow. I don't know.
It was leaked. And as a matter of fact, you can see even the Wall Street Journal ran that information at the time. This is over 2 or 3 months old now, the negotiations between Putin and Bandar, the first one. They also did some negotiating on the 5th of December, but if you go to your article there, does that talk about early September negotiations? I think it was early September is when
Right.
And so what's interesting now, Bandar, there's a website called Tactical Research, and they're claiming that Bandar's most recent negotiations with Putin are trying to buy, I'm trying to think of the name of the weapons system, but it's some kind of a 400. And basically it's a radar system which is designed to shoot down our stealth bombers. And and so you can look for the newest negotiations of this weapon system that Bandar is buying. And Bandar, I mean, you got to realize that this guy was the U.S. or the ambassador from Saudi Arabia to the United States for 22 years. And Saudi Arabia is supposed to be this holy land, you know, where they're so pious and all this sort of junk. And here's this guy that's known to be big into cognac and cigars and fast women and all this sort of stuff. So he's the last guy that you would ever expect to be a holy guy. And he is, I'm trying to think of where I was going to go with this. It was, this guy is, keep an eye out for Bandar because he's layers of trouble.
Good points, David. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, we
got to scoot. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety?
Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Steve Starr is rocking it tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Bob Tuscan is, well, dealing with a headache here. I got the baby running around still. He took a late nap and woke up fairly late today. And, well, Steve is gracious enough to fill the gap here in a fashion that I couldn't be more grateful for. So we're taking your calls, 800-313-9443. Now, here's your chance to call, because Steve's a lot nicer than I am. He allows people to, I allow people to speak too. I'm just joking, of course, but he's not as much of a curmudgeon as I am. So call up Steve with your predictions or insights or anything you want to bounce off of us. 800-313-9443. That's troll free. 800-313-9443. It's the last day of the Bob Tuscan Show in 2013. Be off tomorrow night and New Year's, and then we'll be back for a new year. And this year I hope to accomplish a lot. We're going to have a week dedicated to health with a cornucopia of guests. I hope to have each day, we do the show Monday through Friday, three different guests on. So that will be a total of 15 different health guests. And I hope to make it a resource that all of our listeners can use and archive and have as a means to combat the health issues that we face, because allopathic medicine is not doing an adequate job of dealing with health. And on top of that, I think that our health is very important. In a sense, it's more important than talking about geopolitics, although if we die in a terrorist attack, then our health doesn't matter. But the point being, in order for us to get active and deal with things, it's important that we deal with our health and we protect our health. And, well, that's why I want to do a week dedicated to health. I haven't made up my mind when that will be, but definitely look forward to that and much more to come in 2014. I can't believe it's 2014 already, Steve. Jeez.
Well, I'm glad, man. I'll tell you, this has been a rough year. And as you said, we have a cornucopia. Is it cornucopia or conocopia? I can't remember.
I always thought it was cornucopia, no?
We have a, how about this? We have a plethora of cornucopias to divulge.
So now you got me second guessing it. Is it cornucopia?
I don't know. I thought it was a cone, because it's one of those, kind of like one of those weaved cone things. Isn't it a cornucopia? I don't know.
No, it's cornucopia.
It is cornucopia. Okay, well.
Yeah, I'm right for a change.
Yeah, it wasn't, and it's not a plethora, it's a plethora. Right? A plethora.
Plethora.
A plethora. That's right. Plethora.
I always said plethora.
We have a plethora of cornucopias.
A cornucopia and plethora
of issues. Okay. Of issues and discussions. Yeah. Hey, we've had some really good calls. You know, Kent and David called in. We were talking a little bit about the Olympics and this whole thing that's taking place at the Volgograd bombings that have been taking place out there. And what does this mean? Are they provoking Russia? You know, here's a suggestion that I have, Bob, and this is getting really back on the topic hardcore. It's almost as if they're making Russia look like the new policeman of the world, because they're handling things very patiently. They're trying to defuse situations while the United States is essentially going into havoc, you know, into a hell in the hand basket havoc, hell in the cornucopia basket, you know, havoc. You know, we have this inept person who is now vacationing in Hawaii for, what, 18 days, something like that now. He's there for a long time. There's some questions about that. I was listening to the Dave Hodges show last night, and I'm almost afraid to repeat some of the things that I heard, not because they're, you know, they're vulgar or anything like that, but because they were so intense. I don't know if some of your listeners heard that show last night, but there was a repeat play of his interview with his fellow Jim Garrow. And it sounds legit to me, but there's some stuff going on. Apparently what he was saying, anyway, is that the military, down to the man, has had it with Barack Obama, and that Obama is seriously concerned about assassination threats. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true or not. But, I mean, his hanging out. Did you know there's a guy by the name of Mark Obama? Do you know anything about Mark Obama? Mark?
Isn't that one of his many half-brothers?
Yes, it is. And this guy is, you know, he has the image of being a playboy in China. You know what I mean? Kind of a vacationing, artistic sort of fellow. But apparently he's involved in Chinese internet intelligence and a lot of other things. So here's another bad end. Remember what happened with Malik in Egypt? He's now considered a war criminal by many people in Egypt. They want him. And he's in some serious trouble, okay? But his other brother has apparently some connections with the Chinese that are very suspicious as well. And some of this stuff is going on. I mean, I heard things last night on that show that I didn't know. They're also talking about an explosion that took place out in the Mid-Atlantic back on October 7th. And Putin, since we're talking about Russia, was one of the first to come out and say that this was not a seismic event, as the United States said. This was not a seismic event. And apparently you remember the whole thing about the three nukes missing, one from North Dakota, two from Texas. And they were about 500 miles off the coast of Charleston Harbor, where this took place. So, I mean, there are things that are happening out there right now, friends. And this show was pretty enlightening. I'd like to get him on our show sometime and talk to him. I don't know if any of your listeners heard any of this. But, he got deeper and deeper and deeper. And, you know, like I said, I'm almost afraid to repeat some of this stuff because what I'm concerned with is it's almost so inflammatory, Bob, that repeating it can kind of get you into trouble. Because I'm not here to get into trouble. We're news journalists. I mean, I'm very interested in trying to get this republic back, friends. I'm not, you know, dodging taking a side, as I think everybody knows. But the seriousness of some of these things that were being stated, they were pretty, I mean, that was, raise the hair on the back of your head, you know, on the back of your neck, if you don't have any on your head. So, you know, but anyhow, I just threw that out to our friends and callers and people like that. They may have heard the show. They may want to talk about prognostications for this next year. Remember, we said that after the Federal Reserve Act, the next year started World War I, and then things continued from there, friends. And so, you know, on into the Bolshevik Revolution. The Russians have a lot of reasons to be upset with things that have happened over the years, and they're handling it pretty well right now with these bombings and these terrorist attacks and these provocations from Prince Bandar that are absolutely, in my thinking, enormously unnecessary and dangerously threatening. And so are they going to be taking over in this region? And is that what the plan is? I mean, have you ever seen the new movie, the new Red Dawn movie, Bob? The new Red Dawn?
No, I haven't.
It's actually pretty interesting. It starts out with some quotes with Obama and Hillary Clinton and stuff like that. It's all about the North Koreans attacking us with the help of the Chinese and the Russians and a lot of other people. It's the same scenario, but it's an update on the whole thing. And it has a lot to do with, international troops coming into the United States. And they got into this topic as well, the Blue Helmets, you know, in various places like Gatlinburg, Tennessee and in Idaho. And we may have friends. Of course, I know here in Colorado there have been people watching Russian troops being trained in various places not too far from me. And there, originally they said there was one small unit or one whatever they call it, a patrol unit or one small training unit of 20. And then it turns out there were actually 10 of these people, 10 of these. And it was more like, as it turned out, upwards of 200 troops, even more than that, in various parts of the state. So what are these internationals doing in the country? Is the question. And what's happening here? You know, these comments that were coming out of this program last night were very revealing as to the treason that's taking place in this nation right now. And there are people in the military that are aware of it, and there's some real problems coming. That may be on the scope for 2014 coming very soon. Just some things I thought I would throw out. So, that was my comment.
We shall see. Let's hope not.
Yeah. I mean, it could be that bad.
Yeah.
But you gonna hang with us?
What are things that you think might happen? 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'll try to hang for as much as I can tonight.
Good. Yeah, hang in there, man.
That, you'll be stuck with the great Steve Starrs. Hour number two coming up in just seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial.